Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Be happy if you want to be happy for the rest of your life. That's funky time. 7 half the hour. Speaking of time, Craig Stephens' Good Day program for the middle of the week. We're already on Wednesday, Jay. Already the middle of the work week. Anyway, tomorrow is actually the middle of the week, but today
that was fast.
Consider. Yeah, right, exactly. And is that going to be the harbinger of what the new year is all about? Are we going to be moving fast? We seem to have in the last year or two or three or four or five or time seems to be going quicker. And I think we actually have proven not to everybody, but that the Earth is moving faster. Time goes by quicker. Maybe it's because we're busy. There are probably a lot of different reasons, but at any rate, we're here to occupy time and space. Yeah. Speak for yourself.
No, for real. For me, a year is 1/39th. As opposed to when you're 10 and it's like 1/10th of your life. And so as the nth degree or whatever gets smaller and smaller, it does go faster and faster.
Yeah, I guess that's probably what we're looking at. I just think of myself as being busy and productive and having a good life, and I don't really think too much about what we're doing with each minute of, well, I have to run on the radio program. I need to think about what we're doing, what's the quality of the conversation we have minute by minute and hour by hour and day by day. And so that helps me to think lightly of myself and deeply of the world in which we live, and we have to talk about things. All the news we talk about, not just some of the news here, all the news on a program that's devoted to the world and our place in it and what we're doing. So, yeah, I would say that it's like, what's the old expression, walk softly and carry a big stick. Think lightly of yourself and deeply of the world. And I think that sort of is shown every year. We get more generous. This year I was looking at all of the radio promotions and all the radio things that were done in the name of Christmas and giving in the communities all across the country. And this year, it looks like the last time it was over $20 million, it was COVID and all the things that went with that. But this past year, the total of giving around the country through various radio station promotions, $25 million of things that were done for people that would not have been done. And some of the stations in the big markets, like Los Angeles and New York, some of their promotions raised $1 million or close to it. So congratulations to the people, not necessarily the radio stations, but to the people who, again, opened up the fact that the world was looking for some sunshine between Black Friday, the world of retail, the world of business, looking for some sunshine between Thanksgiving and Christmas, let's say. And apparently it was a good, successful year, which really, when you get right down to brass tacks, that's a good sign for the economy. I think this next year is going to be good. I don't know that I want to make too many predictions, but I think that we'll have a good year. And you know what? The best way to start having a good year is to think we're going to have a good year.
Yes, right? Manifest it.
Right. Hold on to that thought. And along with that, when the economy gets better, there are more bank robberies. I chuckle about that, but, when you really get down to the brass tacks, I saw this story and I thought, okay, here's a good way to open an hour. A couple of bears on a military base up in Alaska raided a donut van that was stopped outside the convenience store that's on the base. The driver left the doors open when he stopped at the store. As a mother and her cub who sauntered up to the van, stayed there for 20 minutes. You think anybody's going to mess with them?
Like Yogi and was it Yogi Bear and Boo Boo? That was the little.
Yeah, Boo Boo. Boo Boo. Yep, it's like Boo Boo. Yeah. All right, the U.S. military carried out multiple airstrikes on facilities in Iraq that are used by Hezbollah. So what is this? I thought we were, we put Iraq back together. Every war that we've ever been in, certainly that I can remember in my lifetime, from World War II, Korea, Vietnam, after we blow the hell out of the country, then we put it back together again. And that was the case in Iraq. I can tell you firsthand, having been there and spent 4 or 5 days, 9 or 10, maybe 11 years ago, I can't remember when we all went, but I know that we were in the process, because the war was over, of trying to put things together. And so now we've moved out to there's still some military in Iraq, and that's what this attack was all about. Hezbollah takes on our military, and so we take them on. But this whole thing is disturbing, because we're not in, this is not Israel. But yet these people all in that area that don't like Israel, taking pot shots, not only at the Israelis, but taking pot shots at our troops and our, well, we supposedly don't have any troops there, which is a lot of bunkum, because we certainly do have troops around. But we have more on this Air Force base, and we certainly have ships around, and they have been attacked as well. And every time they're attacked, we send missiles to the places where their missiles came from to blow them to smithereens. But none of it is good. None of it is. There's just. I don't think any Americans were injured in this, as far as I can tell. I'm looking at troop stuff and information, and I don't see that anything. I mean, there was danger. Danger and damage. But the Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin, says that this is necessary.
I think three were injured, one critical.
Is that what it was? Okay, I didn't see that part of the thing. Well. At any rate, soldiers are in harm's way, and so then what happens? I don't know. It's just... Okay, so I'm exasperated. You can tell that, right? How do we... every day. And, during the Christmas season, I try to stay away from it. Does this get resolved in the new year? Does this get fixed? And is it because of us that things get fixed, or is it because of us that things get worse? I guess that's the question, and there's no answer to it right now. I know everybody has an opinion one way or another. We've got to do it. We've got to protect, blah, blah, blah. But the fact that Ukraine is being considered for a membership in NATO is something the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, that's what NATO stands for, North Atlantic Treaty Organization. That means most of the communities, the countries in Europe are members. I forget how many members they have, but there's also been the focus on Ukraine and whether Ukraine should be a member of NATO, and that's been Russia's whole thing. Now, it seems over the weekend, this was not very widely covered, that Putin had suggested some parameters for a ceasefire. Did you see that? There's some sort of, is it a ceasefire in the works, or just conversation about having a ceasefire?
Oh, interesting.
I wasn't clear, about that. But it was not, covered well in the news media. They're great at coloring the reporting of who's getting bombed, and it just gets tiresome. And what do we learn from it? Anyway, the Turkish parliament gave its consent to Sweden in their attempt to join NATO. So this country, most of what's, where Sweden and Denmark and Norway are, they're called non-aligned countries. The Scandinavian countries have been pretty neutral, although the Nazis in World War II took over all of these countries. They didn't do much with them because there wasn't any real resistance, so they just occupied their lands. But now The Turkish parliament was the last one. They had delayed ratification for the past year because they said that Sweden was too lenient toward groups that were a threat to its security, that is, to Turkish security. And so it's amazing what you have, you know, again, behind the scenes with this stuff, whether that's important or it isn't important. The more countries that belong to an organization like this, in Southeast Asia, there's the CETO group, Southeast Asia Treaty Organization. America belongs to both NATO and to CETO. I think there's one other organization like this that's put together all these countries. And at one point in time, China was a member of CETO, and I'm not sure that they are anymore. I don't know how the pieces are fit together. But the point I'm making, Jay, is that there are lots of these groups all over the world, a lot of them, but there are enough of them so that it's, you know, it sort of becomes
nearly everybody belongs to one of them. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but then you wonder how much good does all of this stuff. It looks good on paper, but you know what? I don't know. The thing that distracts me about China, and you can hear in my voice when I get distracted by this stuff, a report that you'll hear this week in the American Family Farmer, one of the programs that I do over the weekend that focuses on the family farm, how to make things better. It's kind of it's akin to our food, farm, and family report that you hear every day here in the program. In the last month or so, the American Farm Bureau, and to a lesser extent, the National Farmers Organization, have done sort of an accounting of how much land China owns in the United States. Want to take a guess as to how many acres of land the Chinese government owns in America?
3.4 million.
Guess. How many?
3.4 million?
No, actually, it's not that much. It's not that high. I'm even disturbed by this. 380,000 acres of land owned by the Chinese government. I think that's craziness, frankly. Anyway, what do you folks think? Maybe you will ask a question about that on our social media. It's 18 after the hour now on Good Day.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Is your phone plan messing with your savings plan? Don't get stuck paying for things you don't want. With Verizon, you only pay for what you need. And for a limited time, when you bring your own phones to a Verizon store, you'll get an amazing price on your plan. Plus, you'll save on things you actually love, like the Netflix and Max with Ads bundle. And it's on our award-winning 5G network. Bring your phones to your Verizon store today for an incredible deal. A better plan to save is Verizon. Additional terms and conditions apply.
I feel like I'm constantly cleaning hair off my bathroom floor. At least my Swiffer Sweeper makes it easy. Swiffer Heavy Duty Dry Cloths have ultra-thick pads to trap and lock hairs, like a hair magnet. And when I'm finished cleaning up my hair, Swiffer takes care of his too. Now the hair's gone, all thanks to Swiffer. Try Swiffer Sweeper Heavy Duty Dry Cloths. I promise you'll love them or your money back. And also try Swiffer Sweeper Wet to make quick work of tough, sticky messes.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural,
You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Half the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Wednesday after Christmas, Wednesday before New Year's. We have things to celebrate. This is social media time, so we take some of the stories that are trending and the people who are trending in the top 10 list, and certainly Dolly Parton. Whenever something's going on with Dolly, it always makes the top of the list, and that's no exception. She has done something that you would expect Dolly to do. That covers a wide swath, to be sure, because she's so capable of helping and being involved in things that are good. So we'll talk to you about the latest thing that Dolly has done to surprise one of her fans right after this.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
McCartney and Parton. How about that? Right, that combo. Imagine when Paul McCartney got the call from Dolly, hey, I want to do one of your songs. You pick it out. And so they, right? Yeah. And there it is. So here's the story of somebody who lives in Utah. His name is LeGrand Gold. Been a fan of Dolly Parton for his entire life, so he says. So he had been diagnosed with stage 4 colorectal cancer. He made a bucket list. And he wanted, of course, if as a Parton fan, if he could go see Dolly Parton, he'd want to do that. So what happened was he did get to see her, and in fact, she helped him complete the bucket list. They gave him a phone call. How about that? She sang a song and talked to him about, you know, what was life like, and he thought it made him feel good. And anything you can do for somebody like that certainly helps them, I think. It helps their chances of at least making it a little bit longer in the world.
I think this bucket list in general gives them something to continue to look forward to, something to keep holding on for. Yeah.
Yeah, right. So, anyway, he called her and said, "Hey, this is Dolly P. I'm happy to know that I've got a fan that's devoted. I've had a chance to watch and talk to." So, anyway, she went through the years of his being a fan, and she said, I'm just happy that we have to do the kind of music that makes our journey together in this lifetime better. So talking about the two of them being together, there are people who are super fans, right?
Yeah.
That's
case. And something when you think about that, actually getting to share the journey, because you do, when you are the artist and you have the fan who is following the career, it is a journey, and you do get to share it together, and they kind of got to really reminisce this. And there are a lot of great things on this bucket list. One that the family will be doing next month, I believe. He has daughters, so they're going to hold a fake wedding so that all of his daughters can get that father-daughter dance.
Yeah, isn't that sweet? Yep. All right, well, hold a good thought for this guy. Mr. Gold, as it were. 28 after the hour here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, most puppies and dogs are inclined to jump. They, of course, see nothing wrong with this type of greeting. However, as difficult as it might be for a dog guardian to comprehend, not all people are animal lovers, and many feel uncomfortable and fearful when around a dog. And let's not forget the small child who can easily be knocked down or terrified by such a big, loving oaf. Therefore, it's the owner's responsibility to teach their dog not to jump. Now, I know what you're saying. I love my dogs to jump on me. But what I did first is I taught my dogs never to jump on anyone using their basic obedience, sit, stay, down, and come. And then I use the word puppy up. That's because I'm creative. You can use whatever words you want. I use the word puppy up to let my dogs know that now it's okay to jump. So if I have grandparents or nieces and nephews coming to the house, my dogs will never jump on them and I don't have to worry. But yet when I want to wrestle and play rough with my dogs, all I need to do is look into Skylar or Cisco's eyes, say with a smile on my face, "Hey guys, puppy up," and they're both jumping up on me. See, you can have the best of both worlds. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Doug Steffen here with a reminder about that fabulous opportunity I've been talking about for a couple of months, where you can get 2 free nights in Las Vegas, and all you have to do is dial up this number, 800-419-DOUG. That happens to spell Doug, and you can spell it out with using the numbers 3684. So if it's easier for you, 800-419-3684, call that number right now and be one of the first 10 to get in, and you'll be on your way to having a great time. Couple of free nights, yours, in Las Vegas by dialing 800-419-DOUG. What could be simpler? There's no contest involved here. It's just fun. Nobody's going to ask you for your name, your date of birth, all that stuff. Nope. Just anticipate fun. 541 Travels has put this deal together, so latch on to that and them by dialing 800-419-DOUG.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Airports across the country bustling with activity as millions of holiday travelers either make their way home or embark on flights for New Year's destinations. There were approximately 3,700 delays, fewer than 100 cancellations for flights. This year's travel period should be the second busiest since 2019. Could offering to return a beverage container be the key to landing that next job? One top company manager says it's been a go-to tactic for finding his best job candidates. It's generated some heated discussion on social media, too. Australian executive Trent Innes spoke of this candidate interview approach on The Venture podcast with Lambros Fotios. Critics of the tactic say it's an unfair evaluation method. Innes says it helps to ensure a proper culture fit. I'm Ryan Daniels. USA News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
I know it's going to be a good day.
Now I bid you a good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
Future is now. I think Jay and I talk about time as it relates to every day, but we get ourselves close to the end of the year, 2023. That's a mind blower. We get into 2024, and all of us will start laughing because we'll forget that it's 2024 and still write 2023 down on important documents. December the 27th is upon us, and I just am sending a note to my daughter, whose birthday is today, as one of the most cherished people on the planet, as far as I'm concerned. I remember during many of I'm sitting here, Jay and I are talking about this, and I'm thinking about her first moments of life when Tony, her mother's father, and I are standing outside the delivery room, and she comes out in this incubator covered with the gluck that you're covered with as you're born. She was a little jaundiced, and so she had to be put in a cooker. And so she came out, and she was screaming and yelling. Her arms were flailing around, and her legs were banging around. And at that point, I think she was about 4 minutes old. And so that comes in. And every time I tell that story when Megan is there, she gives me the evil eye. So I tell it as often as I can. And so I think about daughters and their dads. Here's a wonderful story about a daughter who surprised her father by buying back a football card that he had sold 30 years ago. It was a rookie card from Dan Marino, who was big football. I remember his name myself, and I'm not a big football fan. But this video that's gone viral, Lindsay Moore, who posted this clip giving her dad, Ted Lawyer, the same card featuring Dan Marino, who at that time was playing for Miami. The video has the caption, "I got my dad for Secret Santa this card. I've been waiting 30 years for this." And so, you know, this is the kind of stuff, when you really pay attention to what somebody wants, and sometimes the things that people want for their birthday or for Christmas are the simplest little things in terms of what they might cost, but it takes a lot of effort to get them. I think that's as much a loving expression as anything else.
Mm-hmm.
You know somebody really wants something, and it's not easy to get, but you really go out of your way. And so back when she was 7, when her father, I wasn't quite sure in the story here, Jay, how he sold it or why he sold it. Did he need the money?
The money was tight for the family, and this was one of his most prized possessions, but he also knew he could get a good amount of money for it. So he went and sold it, and even when the daughter was 7 or 8 years old, knew the magnitude of this gesture, knew what her father was doing, and that it was being done with love. And ever since then, she always had this dream of being able to buy that card back for him. And eventually she did.
But did she pay $30,000 for it on eBay? Because that's what some of them are going for. How much did she?
Yeah.
Doesn't say how much it was. You know what? It doesn't make any difference what it costs.
Well, it matters.
It's
right. And the price is also based on the kind of condition the card is in. So, mint condition cards, those are $30,000. I'm not sure if she paid that much for it, but a lot. Mm-hmm.
Listen, good for her. I just look at these videos and you think, okay, this is something good that social media does when this sort of thing is spread around much as anything else. So good for her. I love my dad. That's what she said. And her dad said, "I love her." And I can hear that about 18 times today between Megan and me. We're going to have a brunch where all the family. See, the great thing about when I come out here, everything, and sometimes I think I posted one of the pictures. I asked you to dig some of them out because I couldn't find them, Jay, or move them around. But I did find one. I moved it from Instagram over to Facebook of all of us just on Christmas Day with that expression, whatever it is that gets said sometimes that we all just laugh about. And if you're good, you capture it. And that's what was captured. It's just that, was everything perfect on Christmas? Nah, nothing's ever perfect on Christmas. Miles was his nose was out of joint a little bit because Jasper went into his room and started tearing things apart. Jasper's really good at that, as you know, most two-year-olds are. But he loves to be with Jasper, and Jasper just didn't, you know. The trouble with, and I say this lovingly, maybe single children, is that they get a lot, and sometimes they're not great at sharing. They learn that as they grow up, I think, as much as anything else. But if you have a couple of sisters and brothers, no matter whether it's presents or whether it's time, you know, I can remember, I say this, we never had much time with either of our parents, my two sisters and I. So I don't really know. There's an educational process as to how to make that all work, right? And I'm not sure I mastered it very well as a father either. I've mastered it now because I see the impact of it on my grandchildren, and then I've seen it on my children. My relationship with my children now is so much different than it was when they were younger, and I find that, you know, very satisfying, frankly. It's a great way to just kind of wrap yourself around the stuff that's important. And having said that, here's, we go from a father story to a mother story. Here's the story of a mother who was pregnant, who was hit by a stray bullet that narrowly missed her children while she was asleep. Uh-huh. This is a lady who lives in Colorado, hospitalized after a stray bullet struck her as she was asleep in her home. The lady's name is Kendall Heinold. She said she was sleeping. She was awoken by the sound of gunfire outside. Her husband was sleeping next to her. He got up and said to his wife, "Did you hear that? It was so loud." And I looked at him and said, "Wow, call 911. I just got shot."
Yeah.
Imagine you're in your own bed in your own home.
Uh-huh.
And a bullet is, you catch a stray bullet, and I guess it went into her shoulder.
And so thank the Lord that's where it went, if it was going to hit her somewhere.
Yeah. But now
she survived it. Her baby survived it.
Yeah. But what is going on here?
Sleeping.
What's the story with the gunfire?
It could have been anything. It could have been a drive-by. It could have been... I don't believe it wasn't clear if anybody was arrested. Yeah. It could have been targeted for something. It could have been a wrong house. Again, it could have been a drive-by. Where we moved out of in Nashville, there were so many drive-bys happening, and there was
one
that was way too close was on the street behind us. And I was about to leave for work. It was 3 a.m, and I stopped and I texted my neighbors who lived on that street, who lived right behind us, and asked them, like, "Are you guys okay?" And 2 of the bullets hit their house. It didn't go through any windows. They were okay, but it's just there's some neighborhoods that there's some areas this can happen.
Wow. I'm not getting into the lecture mode. Sometimes I feel like a preacher when I go down the street with some of this stuff going on. One of the things I don't mind when it comes to preaching, if that's what it is, my grandmother always wanted me to be a preacher, so I did this instead. The fact that we were talking the last half hour about how generous people are and how much money was raised just in the radio world, but around the country and around the world, hundreds of millions of dollars has been raised, and one wonders about the way that we decide to create a better world, and it's all done at Christmas time. We think about giving in December. We create sort of a ripple effect that lasts a long time, and do we think about, I was just figuring out how to do something with my son yesterday, in terms of how we help a certain group of people that he supports, and it was kind of a Christmas present to him, and how, this is an automatic sort of monthly thing that goes to this group. And so the reason I'm bringing it up now is because I think that because December does offer us the opportunity to look at what our donations can do and what acts of kindness can do, why don't we try to do some of that every month of the year or every day or as much as we can? And sometimes, although because the world is not a trusting or trustworthy place, you don't like giving credit card numbers, you don't like giving bank account numbers to individuals or to groups that you don't really know. But once you vet them and you figure out that a lot of other people are doing this sort of philanthropy, maybe the year round commitment is the best. I think I see this, the ads for St. Jude's that you hear on the radio and you see on television, and then the Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals has those spots that are running. They're more effective, frankly. Those spots, I think, are more effective on television because they're so vivid. You see the dogs in their cages, and
mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the
so
producers. Well, but that's what they do. They're tear jerkers because they know how to produce a good spot
mm-hmm.
that'll get people to act. Who doesn't, when they see that thing, pick up the phone and call that number and pledge $19 a month to take care of some dog someplace? And that's, kind of what December is all about. The spirit of giving, but maybe think about it. It's not about you, although maybe it makes you feel better about you. But it's about those beings, whether it's people at St. Jude's or as the dogs in the cages here and there. It's all about being a humanitarian. Speaking of that, the situation in Gaza has worsened over the last couple of days. Israeli defense forces using the ground and the air and their navy, the terror targets in the Gaza Strip, because the Gaza is on the Mediterranean, so they can aim their bombs at Tel Aviv, or they can aim them at ships. And so, you know, they're trying to take care of, take out the tunnels that are everywhere. I don't really know what's happened to that. But some of the people who are trying to get Netanyahu, they kind of slow down. There are people over there every day from our White House and the State Department discussing what the next phase of the war should be. So what should it be? That's another question maybe that we ask your thoughts on. Certainly stuff that we can use on the Talk Radio Review and the Countdown on Friday. Your thoughts about whether we should try to get the Israelis to slow down or to just stop. 20,000 people in Gaza have been killed, 55,000 injured in the last month or so. So, you know, this is not that it wasn't a big deal already, but if you were an Israeli, I think we'll probably talk to Uri Geller, my friend who's over there, later on today on the program, to figure out what, from their point of view, what should you, you know, a lot of the hardcore Israelis say, you know, beat them into the ground, get rid of them. And that might be an interesting and a good strategy, but unless you get the people who are running Hamas and you wipe it out completely, you're going to have, this is going to rekindle. It's going to
come back again. Yeah, and how do you do so without the civilian casualty?
That's it. That's the whole thing.
And it seems like anybody who speaks out against the Israeli government is then deemed anti-Semitic.
Well, it's understand words and their meaning and how people twist and turn stuff around, and then you get there. It's the Good Day program at 48 after the hour.
We're going abroad for the first time in years to Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Start learning a new language today at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Go to Hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, and the process is 100% online. To start your free online visit, go to Hims.com/joy. That's Hims.com/joy.
Is your phone plan messing with your savings plan? Don't get stuck paying for things you don't want. With Verizon, you only pay for what you need. And for a limited time, when you bring your own phones to a Verizon store, you'll get an amazing price on your plan. Plus, you'll save on things you actually love, like the Netflix and Max with Ads Bundle. And it's on our award-winning 5G network. Bring your phones to your Verizon store today for an incredible deal. A better plan to save is Verizon. Additional terms and conditions apply.
I was crossing the street when I met the love of my life. I chased after her. Nothing would stand in my way. Not the dog walker, nor the hot dog vendor. Finally reaching her, I asked, "What do you call that amazing smell?"
It's Gang Flings.
Gang Flings. My love had a name. But more importantly, it had a scent.
Fall in love with Gang Flings. Seriously good scent. Gang Flings with 50% more freshness ingredients versus leading bargain detergent.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Now 53 after the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. December the 27th is upon us. It's food, farm, and family time every day at this time. Jay and I dig into some of, pardon the pun, some of the things that are affecting our relationship, our family's relationship to food and the connection to the farm. Today is a celebration of National Fruitcake Day. Normally it's December 27th. I thought it was before Christmas, because fruitcake is given right often on Christmas and also Easter. I think, isn't that the big time of the year for fruitcake?
And I never understood the whole thing of fruitcake, because I don't know anyone who eats fruitcake, but it always sounds like people are constantly giving fruitcake, and every year there are always these stories of some generational, multi-generational fruitcake that has lasted 100 years, and it's still
gifted,
in the
regifted,
tin.
And gifted again.
Yeah.
Right, in the tin. I got one. I didn't get a fruitcake this year. One of my friends sent me the most yummy. It was a, kind of like a, I don't know, their butter cake, something like that. But it came in a tin. It didn't have any booze in it. It wasn't chewy. It didn't have dried fruit. It did have some nuts in it, and it wasn't. There's no alcohol. It was just kind of a nice, sweet piece of cake that I would have with a little bit of vanilla ice cream. But that's not what fruitcake is. Fruitcakes, by the way, have been found in tombs in Egypt, and still in pretty good shape. The tradition is steeped in history back to the 500 years actually before the era of Christ, the BC, the label of 500 BC, which finds us into the earliest recipe for fruitcake, fruit, the stuff around plums and pomegranate and stuff like that, raisins, pine nuts were mixed with barley and barley grains, and cook it up. Put a little sugar and butter on it. Fast forward to the 18th century and to the 19th century, that's when this thing really took on sort of a life of its own. Starting in January of 1995, there was a National Fruitcake Toss Day, created to get rid of the fruitcakes that are left over from Christmas or whatever. So you got them, share them. You know what? Seriously, you can give them to homeless people and people that don't have enough food. Why not? There's no sense in throwing them away. The Astor Chocolate Corporation of Lakewood, New Jersey, recalling burnt caramel candy bars because they have coconut in them and it's not disclosed. So there are people who have allergies and severe sensitivity to coconut. So if you eat this stuff, you run the risk of having an allergic reaction, which not could be life-threatening. Mm-hmm. So
it's another example of the wrong product and the wrong packaging.
Yeah, right. And this has been distributed by Aldi stores. Aldi is a European company that has gone over fairly well in America. You see their stores lined, they're all over the place. It's pretty much a wholesale job lot approach to selling. They just open up the boxes and they put them on the shelf and you help yourself. That doesn't appeal to me. I want to see the stuff. And pretty much I think everything in Aldi is all canned and frozen and stuff, isn't it? They don't have anything fresh. Have you been in an Aldi store?
I have not, but I do believe they have fresh things.
Do they?
Isn't it owned by the same people as Trader Joe's? I think it's another version of Trader Joe's.
I don't know that. I know that Trader Joe's is owned by a European company, so it could be that it's the same. That's a great question. Maybe we can find out the answer to that. All right, also on Farm Food and Family Focus, Dunkin' Donuts, America's largest donut chain, saying goodbye to one of its plant-based white water. Notice I didn't call it M-I-L-K. They're removing coconut water from their menu.
Dairy alternative is too difficult.
Dairy alternative is for me to say.
Yeah.
You know what I say? It's not milk unless it comes from the mammary glands of an animal.
Dairy alternative.
Yeah, okay. That's not a bad thing. That's good, actually. I'd write that down. Make sure I use that, because that's pretty handy. Anyway, there are coconut refreshers that have been sort of a big deal at Dunkin' Donuts. Fruit-flavored ice drinks that they have in the summertime, that sort of thing. A lot of vitamin B. But Dunkin' says customers want to be able to order different things, refreshers. They have a green tea base, which makes sense for a Dunkin' Donuts store,
they'll
right?
still have other dairy alternatives. It's just their coconut option is not a top seller, so they're going to ditch it.
All right, dairy alternatives. Remember that phrase, ladies and gentlemen. Hold it with you near and dear to your heart. Thank you very much, Jay. 59F.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. That's a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.